reports is coming in from three different distances, two different services, four different tracks, and you don't want to go to all the trouble of having to know or having to have a three-year best record or any other information other than what you see right in front of you, and you don't have the Deluxe program where it's looked up for you. All you have to do is take track A, find out what 100 is. If the horse runs 110 and an 85, what's 100? Anybody? So what all you do is you use this chart. If you stick up here what 100 is at this track or distance or whatever the designation is and what it is here, you find out how many points separate the two surfaces, two distances, two tracks. And that simplifies that no end. So you don't have to have all that information. One of our earliest slogans of this methodology in 1982, when we first went public, was to people who said, well, yeah, but I don't know this, or I don't understand that, or well, how do you figure this, or those milieu of hundreds and hundreds of questions that plague people. But our answer was, and still is, if you don't have everything you need, use everything you've got. And you'll be surprised how that will put you in good stead. The one thing we have found out, remember old Sisyphus? The gods destined poor old Sisyphus to roll that rock up the hill. Just as he reached the top, thought he was going to go on the other side, the rock rolls back on him. He's destined to live a life like that. Well, knowledge is something like that rock. If you know too much, and I'm talking about the knowledge of details, the knowledge of minute differences of adjustment from this to that, the knowledge of what kind of shoes are best in the rain and the best kind in the mud and the best kind on the grass. All these inside information is very much to a handicapper like that rock was to Sisyphus. The best handicappers in the world know in one fistful of knowledge more than all of us on this stage do together. And that's why most of them do not consistently win, because they know too many facts, too many things to plague their mind, too many things to bother them, too many reasons why it cannot be done. There is a simple solution to every problem. Let me just put it before I bring on Tom and Dick. When you're thinking of asking them some questions, when you start dwelling on minutiae, worrying about details, I'm going to hear questions today, I know, when they say you can use the daily variant, you're going to say, yeah, but take last Thursday. They had three stakes routes run faster than par, or faster on a five variant, and they had this three-year-old filly race. They ran in 112 of the 20 some odd variant, and they're having that together. You can't possibly be right. That's true. So what? We're not talking about last Thursday or next Thursday or any given period of time. We're talking about overall averages. Look at it this way. You win between 30, lose between 30 and 35% of the time. You might even lose between 30 and 40% of the time if you're just beginning. If you dwell on all the reasons why you lose between 30 and 40% of the time, you are going to have that rock roll on you and crush you every day of your life because you're dwelling on everything that can go wrong. On the other hand, if you just look at the 60 to 65% you're winning, then you look at the racing form and you dwell on everything that can go right. So if you worry about all the things that can go wrong, as the philosophers say, as it says in the Bible, that which befalls you, which worries you the most, will surely befall you. Or it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you worry about negative details, negative details will happen. If you think only in concern with the positive things and good things that can happen, then the good things will happen. Those who do keep records, even the ones who moan and groan, even the ones who are the least proficient, the least positive in their attitude, show me 60% wind rivers. All right? Well, the motors and rotors are plotted right. Anybody who cannot achieve the destiny that they choose for themselves, the goal they choose for themselves, with a 60% win record is a person who is wrapped up in negatives and cannot see the beautiful sunset merely because he won't climb up on the hill to watch it set over the trees that are hiding it from his ground level view. You wanted poetry. You asked your poetry last night. Come on, talk some of that fancy talk you did in that first manual. I said, I don't understand a word you said, but we used to stop the car on the freeway when the freeway was too crowded and you had to stop for traffic. He said, I used to read stuff out of your manual, and all the guys in the car didn't worry about the being stopped on a bumper to bumper traffic because they go, what the hell's that mean? So I don't know if it's pretty, ain't it? So you wanted poetry, I'll give you poetry. And now, from the sublime of poetry to the man who always comes on first to paperweight. You're going to get all the details and all the mechanics you ever want are about to come, and the man to bring it to you, the old screwdriver himself, the hammer, he calls himself a sledgehammer, Mr. Sledgehammer Schmidt.
What we're going to do today, this morning, is look at the total page ratings from the bright yellow book that we've been talking so vigorously. This is something that we developed 3-4 years ago now. Tom started working on this. We started sort of backwards. First started looking at final fraction. The final fraction rating. Worked like a dog on those. And we really sort of perfected the final fraction. And we came up with the early and suggested adding the two together. This is too simple. This can't work. This is
know where the second call is?
If you don't, tell us now. Okay. If you don't, all right, the second call is the half mile time in a sprint. So if you look at the Song of Romance on page 7, that's a 7.5 furlong race. The first call on the median left-hand side is 22.2. The second call is 45 seconds. You see that? So that's the second call in sprints only. Now, in the running line itself, the second call is the second number over. It says 7 feet 8.5 lengths. The second number over is 7 feet 9 lengths. That is the second call. The third call is the top of the stretch. It has 1/8 of a mile. Okay, we all have to speed together now. We're going to talk about the second call, what we're going to look at. Our early pace rating is based on a scale of 100. 44 seconds flat for 4 furlongs is considered to be 100 at any racetrack in the United States. So for every fifth of a second slower than that, we deduct 1 point from the 100. So a 45, which is 5 fifths less, early pace rating is 95. 46, it would be 90. 47 would be 85. And as you can see, it just keeps going down. Sure. That's right. 42 is more or less the seat. I mean, downhill, it's kind of neat to get up in the future of the base rate. understand, I mean, this is a nice little race. This is kind of the race that you sort of wait for. Now, we're not going to make a lot of money on this race because I deliberately picked a very